1450 WHTC. We are Holland's hometown station. Time now is 7:40, and we are being joined by Jack Pifon from City Flats Hotel and Bistro. Jack, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good. Good to have you back in the studio this morning.
Thank you.
A little chilly out there, isn't it?
It's pretty cold out.
I see you've got a heavier coat on than when we saw each other a while back.
Yeah, that's kind of the first time I've worn a heavy coat. So.
Oh, my gosh. Well, what's going on? I guess a lot of people going indoors. We were there, had lunch last week. A friend of mine and I had lunch up at the beautiful City Flats restaurant there. It's just gorgeous. Love overlooking the city. It's so pretty up there.
Yeah, it's really great spot. It's a good spot for lunch, especially when you can kind of see everything versus at night. But it's very nice at night, too, when it's lit up.
Oh, I bet it is. No view like up on the top of City Flats, for sure.
Yep.
So what else you got going on over there?
Well, I'm excited to talk about our Old World versus New World wine tasting. We do a wine tasting or beer tasting annually. So once a year in the fall. And our next wine tasting is coming up on Saturday, November 16th from 7 to 9. And like I said, that's Old World versus New World wine. So that's basically an Old World wine is any wine coming out of Europe versus a New World wine, which is basically anywhere else.
So could it be old? Could it be like vintage wine from the 1700s, something like that?
Or? We won't have a stock like that, but it could be old. An Old World wine could be an old wine from Italy or France or anywhere in Europe, or it could be something brand new.
Very cool.
And the New World wines are anywhere else, so the United States or Australia, South America, anywhere like
that. The New World.
Yep, the New World, basically.
as it was called, that's right.
Yeah, so that's Saturday, November 16th from 7 to 9, and tickets are $25 per person, which will include admission, special wine glass, which is yours to keep.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, 16 ounce. They're embossed with some information on the lounge.
Nice.
And appetizers and live music are also included. And you'll have a chance to try over 30 wines. You'll be able to compare these wines head-to-head at a table. So you can try a Cabernet from Europe versus maybe a Cabernet from California.
Okay.
Basically. So you can try them in direct comparison, which is really fun. It's great for a pro or a beginner, someone who doesn't know too much about wine, especially will learn a ton.
Beginner, that would be me.
Yeah, me too.
There you go.
I enjoy it. I don't know too much about it. But so you can try over 30 wines that night. And we also have some room packages available if you want to stay on Saturday and enjoy the wine tasting.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yeah, so you can. It makes it really easy, especially with, you know, that large of a tasting. But
absolutely.
You can stay in one of our unique guest rooms.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, just in case.
Plus, it's such a beautiful hotel. I know you're biased, of course, but the different themes in all the rooms, everything is unique. Tell us about some of the different rooms, the different themes. For our listeners, they may not be familiar with that or haven't heard about it in a while.
Yeah, all 56 rooms are uniquely designed, so no two will look the same. And it's really cool because you can go into a room which will have a layout that is very different from a traditional hotel room. The beds may face, maybe they're not right next to each other like in a hotel room you see, but facing each other, facing away from each other with a TV of their own. And you might go into a room with a lot more earth tones, browns and oranges, or you might go into a room which is very bright, light blues, light greens, lime greens.
And people can take a tour if they want to come in and see some of the rooms, is that
correct? Yeah, when we have rooms available.
Yeah, unless they're occupied. That may not be a good time.
Yeah, unless we're sold out, but for the most part, we always have some rooms to show, and we can show a couple rooms and show you exactly how different they can be.
Very cool. Now, the Old World versus New World wine tasting, do people need to have reservations for that?
Yeah, it is ticketed. And you can purchase tickets at shop.cityflatshotel.com or go to cityflatshotel.com and click the shop link. Or you can call the front desk at 616-796-2100 and they can purchase those over the phone or get more information on picking them up at the hotel.
And again, that's $25 per person, including the admission and the special wine glass with the engraving. That's pretty darn cool. Appetizers and live music. Do you know who you're going to have yet for live music?
I believe I know. I just don't want to say it until it's confirmed, but
it is someone we
have every once in a while.
Oh, very amazing, good. So. You guys always have great, great music. Yeah. All right, Jack, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Have a great week, and we'll see you at City Flats.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day.
You too.